sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Monday, September 22nd, 2025 edition. Joining us as usual in this time slot is Missy from My Pure Health Solutions down in Battle Creek, Michigan. Good morning, Missy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing good. We had a great weekend up on Mackinac Island. I attended the 36th Biennial Republican Leadership Conference, and I gave out your text message information I've stored in my phone. When people text me, Missy, I send them the link to the website, truckerrandyhelp.com, your phone number down there at the office. Had eight people, after looking at me, well, first of all, recognizing it was me, they came up and like, oh, my God, Trucker, what have you done, brother? Some people I haven't seen in a while. So I gave out the information. But here's the thing that is so entertaining on the information is I had the website pulled up. So when people would ask me, you know, what have I done? I pulled up, you know, the picture of Fat Trucker Randy, you know, that I'd been for all those years. And they look at me and they look at that picture and they're like, that's you? And right. It's like, yeah, that's what I was when I met Missy down there on April 23rd, 2023. And the thing of it is, Missy, this is a reoccurring theme that you've been getting for many, many years. People reporting back to you that some people don't even recognize them after they go through your fat burning program. What's a couple of short little most memorable ones, stories that you've had over the years?
Well, the one that always will probably come into my mind is the guy. He's a local, so we get to see him. He comes in and out. He'll come in every like few months and grab some pink salt and just like say hey and everything. But he is a business owner in town, owns a plumbing business, and has been servicing people for a long time. Well, one of his all-time regulars, he had come in to like work underneath her sink and do some stuff and just chit-chat like normal, and she kept asking him where the other guy was. Like, well, where's the other guy? You know, you're nice, but where's the other guy? And he's like, who are you talking about? She's like, well, you know, the owner, where's he at? And he comes out of the sink underneath the sink. He's like, you know, Shirley, it's me. It's me. And she was like, what? She goes, because so those kind of things happen a lot, and he gets a lot of mileage out of it. He loves it. He's a fun guy. So yeah, he loves it. I mean, it's just, you get people that they go to their class reunions and they kind of thought that people were ignoring them, but they didn't recognize them.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's not ignoring. They just didn't know who's that lady over there. Who'd she come with? It's like, I think that's Betty. I think that's Betty over there. Like Betty never looked like that. I mean, because women who have been overweight, probably I get a mixed bag of everything. People have been overweight since they were 5 and their moms had been Weight Watchers. They're now 60 and they're 230 pounds and they're 5'2". That's you know, as I get 5 foot two women, they're typically over 200 pounds, a lot of them. Sure. And most of them, you know, they just have never, they don't know what it feels like to feel what I know they're going to feel. That's how I am every time on the consultation. I'm like, you know, it's just like, and I know that what we do sounds crazy, you know, and we could get into that next segment, because I wrote down some really good things to get people just to think, because they're like, I just don't know. I just don't understand how that hand cradle thing. I don't, they talk about a cradle. They talk about a scan. They talk about this. It's like,
Right.
Maybe we can like sit down and like go through that in the next segment, because all the doubting Thomases out there, you know, Jesus came back through and he's like, I'm back here. And they're like, huh, let me like touch and see where that hole was in your hand. Let me see where that was.
Yeah.
Or you were blind. You're blind. You're not blind anymore. Huh? What do you do?
What did he do? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're going to take a short break and get back with Missy and talk about that. And a couple other comments from the island this weekend. Short break. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying through the break is Missy from My Pure Health Solutions. And on the lines of what you just said, as I was pulling up your website showing TruckerRandyHealth.com, the pictures before and after of myself April 23rd to August 27th of 2023, people kept going, okay, so how does this work? What did she do? And I said, well, you know, she'll ship you a cradle and you put your hand in it. She scans you and tells you, sends you the report when she gets done with the scan and goes through it with you and explains everything going on in your body. And they have this quizzical look on their face like, okay, so how does that work? And I'm like, right. Okay, never mind. I'm just trust me. Talk to Missy, okay? So, but right. Missy, you get that all the time.
Oh my gosh. One of my favorite stories ever was this lady that came in for a consultation in-house. And she came in, she looked like, I mean, if I had to guess, she looked like she might be an accountant or a librarian. She looked very, very serious, very studious, and very dot and I cross and T kind of lady. Sure. And I'm like, oh boy. So I'm like, here we go. So I'm explaining what the hand cradle is going to do. And she's staring at it, taking lots of notes and looking at me like I am crazy. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, so I do the typical consultation, ask questions and explain what we do, the process. She's like, well noted. Thank you. I'll get back with you sooner. I'll get you back with you. I'm going to come back at a later date. Let me think about this. I assumed I would never see her again. I did follow up with her, but she came back in, made another appointment. She wouldn't answer the phone, but she did make another appointment. And this time she looked different. She came in and she like act like she couldn't wait to talk to me. So, and she kind of seemed happy. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't look like I was in trouble. Let's just say that. I was like, at least I'm not going to get yelled at by her. And she came in and she sat down. She got at the edge of her seat. She pulled her little glasses down the end of her nose and she got it like kind of my face across the desk. And she points at the Zyto hand cradle and she goes, do you know what this is? And I just stared at her. I'm like, this is a trick question. I don't know.
Right.
I'm like, yeah. And she goes, no, do you know what this is? I go, how about you tell me? And she goes, this is where the horse and buggy meets the automobile. This right here needs to be in every single medical facility that is in America. And not only that, it needs to go into the places where people are being locked up because people think they're crazy. She goes, this is going to change the world. And I go, what happened?
She did her research.
She did her research. Yes, she did. Oh my gosh. So I get stuff like that. So here's the question I ask people. And this is something I'm thinking about it. I'm like, are you wondering how does it work? Or are you wondering, does it work? How does it work is different than does it work? Because let's just go through this some scenarios here. A lot of us out there grew up watching George Jetson. And George Jetson, what did they get to do? They got to talk to people on this TV that weren't in their living room or their house. They were somewhere else. You know, I mean, it was like, oh my God, that'd be so crazy to be able to see somebody like your grandma that lives in Idaho on TV and you don't get to see her because you got to get in the car, gas mileage, road trips, things. Well, let's just think about FaceTime these days. How many people are using FaceTime? Now, are you questioning how does it work or are you questioning does it work? Well, you're not asking does it work because obviously it's happening. It does work, right?
Right.
What about the day when somebody, some probably female, designed and figured out how to make a garage door opener? Because I remember my mom, she was the garage door opener. Like we pulled in the driveway. She's the one that got out and lifted the garage door up. And then we pulled the car in. Now we've got a button that we push it. Does anyone question how does that work? Or are they questioning does it work?
No,
we don't even question it. We don't even question it anymore. Sure, not anymore. Sure. Somebody back in the day when it first came out, somebody was going, I wonder how that works. Well, meanwhile, the neighbor next door is like, I'm not sure how it works. I'm not sure it does work. I'm not sure. I could go through. Let's just talk about this one. The smartwatch. Most people are wearing those smartwatches these days. Do they question, how does it work? Does it work? I don't even know if they question anymore. Everyone's just sheeple. They're just walking around, not even questioning anything anymore. Sure. That smartwatch has a little LED light on it that's light. It's a frequency, light frequency, and it's mm-hmm. measuring, what's it looking at? It's looking at your blood. It's able to see the pulses in your blood and determine a lot of things about your body. How's your heart rate going? Are you sleeping pretty well? Are you in REM? How does it know that? And how does it know where you are when you're walking down the sidewalk and you just happen to be using it as also, or maybe you're pulling out your cell phone. Maybe it's not your smartwatch. Maybe it's your cell phone that is telling you, we don't use paper maps anymore. Why don't we use paper maps?
Right,
because we have
Google Maps on the right in our phone. Absolutely.
And how in the world are we questioning, how does it work or does it work? No, we're just using it. We're using microwaves. Does anyone question, how does that button you push cook your food when grandma used to have to turn on and preheat the oven?
Right.
I mean, frequencies are everywhere. But
on that point right there, Missy, I want to interrupt you.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that the microwave does not cook your food.
No, it's not cooking your food.
What it's doing is it's taking the cells in the food of mm-hmm. water, any moisture content that is in the food, and mm-hmm. it's shaking it so quickly, it's putting mm-hmm. kinetic energy into mm-hmm. the cells. And honestly, even though it's steaming when it comes out, mm-hmm. technically it's not hot. What you feel on your tongue is the kinetic energy of it, and you feel it as heat. It feels hot to us and hot to the touch and hot on the tongue, but it is not really technically hot food. It is energy enhanced food.
And no, it's not even an energy enhanced food. It's now denaturized food.
Right.
Denaturized, that perfectly beautiful piece of fish that you caught, but you forgot to turn your oven on. Oh, let's just nuke it in the microwave. Let's just nuke it, N-U-K-E, nuke it in the microwave. Microwave. Right. Yeah, yep. Those wave particles, yeah, do a little deep dive on that stuff. I mean, But yeah, I mean, it's all over. So when people go like, I just don't understand how you put your hand on that and that works. Well, do you want to understand it? Is it a question of how does it work or does it work? The answer is it does work. And unfortunately, the frequency, this Tesla and Dr. Royal Rife, who cured cancer. How did he cure cancer? It was easy. It was so easy. He turned the signal off. It's like turning off your TV. You're turning the signal off. You can turn anything off because everything is a frequency.
And you can turn it back on if it's positive and good.
Yep. You can reactivate and you can deactivate. Reactivate, turn it on. Deactivate, turn it off. We need to find out what cells inside every single person's body that's controlling the metabolism. There are 2,800 specific cells that the smart people know that's what's controlling the metabolism. And we have to reactivate the signals inside cells that aren't communicating. And at the same time, while we're in there, we would do a poor job if all we did was reactivate all the cells to your metabolism and not pay any attention to any of the horrific toxins that are also chilling out in that body of yours, because we want to find those out too, and we want to deactivate those. Don't think we can? Then go throughout your noise canceling headphones, because those must not work either. Noise canceling headphones they're canceling out the frequencies of the sound of the room that you're in. Wow, that's really smart. They're only like $80, $50. They're canceling noise. So why on God's green earth could not a smart company named Zyto Technology, why couldn't they create a hand cradle that picks up on the specific frequencies inside a body that we want to look at? Why not?
Absolutely.
Why
Absolutely.
Not? And why
well, one
can't,
of the other yeah. the other process that you go through during the scan, and when it's completed, it produces a report. And you actually email that to the people right while you're talking with them. And then you go through what you found in the report, what you're able to interpret from the scan itself.
Yeah, yeah. Let me. You know, I don't know how I picture that in my head. I don't know if you guys all had show and tell when you guys were little kids in school. I did.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to bring something, right? Mm-hmm. I call the report show and tell. I get to stand up if I was in front of you in a room. I can't wait to show everybody and show and tell. I can't wait to show them what in the world's been causing them to be stuck with all the issues they got going on because these people, I'm telling you, a lot of people are doing their best to try to get healthy. And they think that by going to the gym, they think by cutting out the carbs, they think that everyone's thinking. There. Think this, think that. Why they think like that? Because the $90 billion industry called weight loss, oh, I haven't even thrown in wellness yet. That's just weight loss. The wellness industry, is just, they're kind of almost in the same boat because everyone's got the shiniest, newest supplement. Let me just tell you what these people are doing. This is not right. There is a lot of times one main supplier that's producing all these things, and then they label it to whatever person wants their label on it, and they change the bottle shape. You know, some people are like, I want black and I want a gold label. And the other guy comes in like, I want white and I want it to be purple and green on the outside. Change the font, change it because it can't look like his. Everyone's getting the same pill. I mean, it's a joke. It's such a joke, and only I know this. I've been in this realm for 30 years.
Sure.
30 years. Absolutely. I've watched this stuff.
Well, I mean, one of the things that happens, it all begins with a phone call or going to a website and just simply setting up an appointment to just have a conversation with Missy and let her ask you questions about you, find out things about you, and then say, okay, let's try this. And you explain it to them, you lay it out for them, and then quite simply, they make the decision whether they should try it or not.
Yeah, no one grabs a credit card out at all. When they're talking to me in a consult, don't even smell your purse, don't even smell your wallet, because I'm not going to ask you for anything. I'm going to tell you the price. I'm going to explain the value of what it is that we offer you from beginning to end. This is an AI. You get your own real health coach. We're probably one of the last standing offices in America that actually has real customer service, and we really follow up with you every week, and we continue to follow up with you until our time with you is done. And then we don't keep coming back and going knock, knock, knock on the door. Hey, guess what? We got you need to keep buying this from us. No, you don't. I mean, we're probably one of the last standing offices out there that probably works like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm going to give out the website again. I want people to see the Fat Trucker Randy, and I want you to see the screenshots. April 23rd, 2023, 4 months, 4 days later, August 27th that year. And I want you to consult. It's right there. You just click on it to schedule a free consultation. Mm-hmm. And you can call if you're not online. You don't have the ability to look at my fat pictures. You can give them a call, 269-964-4044. That's the number again, 269-964-4044, or again, truckerrandyhealth.com. Schedule it through the website. It's very simple to do. And Missy, as a matter of fact, you have a scheduled consult 3:15 today.
I do.
With Alan Pollack, and I want to talk to you about Alan and hear more about him. So greatly appreciate it. Final thoughts before we let you go today.
Oh, man, I hope people don't feel like I'm, like, yelling. I'm so passionate. I want people to have the life that they were designed to have. That's really all. I hope that's what comes through. And don't just call. I don't bite. I love on people when I talk to them.
Yes, she does. Absolutely. Greatly appreciate you, Missy. We'll talk to you next Monday.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. On the Hour News of Hour Number 2, we'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source.